Bart, Paddy Kildale, local butcher here in Letterkenny. You came into your business this morning, and what can you tell us what happened?
Well, come into the business this morning and we've done the usual thing and opened the door, and once we come in we found that the inside of the shop was completely wrecked, tills and stuff like that, and everything was lying on the floor, smashed open, and we couldn't see no locks broken or anything like that, and obviously they come in some other way. They come in through a roof window and come down through an attic door or whatever, and they wrecked, and I suppose the full amount of damage that's done we don't really know yet because it's still quite early, but they just left us that we're going to have to close for part of the day, so I have to apologise to a lot of our very good customers, so but we'll be, hopefully after dinner we'll be open as usual. The forensic men are here at the minute and they're doing fingerprints for a lot of stuff, you know, so that's where it's at. I can't really go much further than that at the minute.
Obviously though, you would be appealing for anyone who may know something about this.
Yeah, and if somebody's seen somebody acting suspiciously, obviously somebody knows a lot about what happens down here and a lot about the building, because this window wouldn't have been seen from anywhere other than the back, you know. So somebody must have seen something, or somebody would have seen somebody acting a bit suspicious, and I don't know how it or what, but you know, we thought we wouldn't be targeted like this, you know, because a butcher shop is really, you know, just a butcher shop really, you know. The stock is no good to anybody really, so.
But it is obviously worth a lot to yourselves, and now you're closed for part of the day.
It's worth a lot to us because we keep have a couple of staff and ourselves, myself and Lee here, and we're closed for part of the day, and we a lot of very good customers that depends on us for weekend shopping and stuff. But whatever, we'll be back in business, or hopefully these forensic men get going now, and they are going well, and they have got fingerprints and footprints, and obviously somebody got cut somewhere along the way, gone in the window, and their blood stains here and there, you know. So it's a cleaning up process at the minute for us, but we can't touch it because of this forensic stuff. We have to just stand looking, just, you know, and that's the hurting part about it, you know. We trace ourselves on hygiene and things like that, and we can't just sit back and, we have to sit back and look at this, just, you know, and that's what's where it's at, you know.